Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
The famous Ginsanity photo is up on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire because I never really made
good
Twitter.
Weekend. That never gets old. Can't see it.
The best part about it is you can't really see. There's no way to know it's you, although we know it's you. So it isn't like that embarrassing. It's kind of embarrassing, but
it is.
We've all been there.
Because you know it's me.
Yeah, we know it's you. Also, LD, I guess, reposted an old cartoon. A woman from Wichita called us years ago. January of 08, it says.
The rug burn.
Yeah,
one.
She had sex, on her face was on a rug. We've all been there, too. In fact, that's what happened to Todd in that photo. Your face is on a rug here, too.
It was. Nobody's
taking care of you.
There was no rug burn involved.
Yeah, there wasn't constant movement. And she woke up with a rug burn on her face and didn't know how to go to work. And it was a great conversation. Check it out. It's on Twitter, at TNT Radio Empire.
I think she was looking for a cure for rug burn.
Basically makeup, yeah.
There is no cure.
No cure for rug burn. You gotta let it...
just time.
Let it heal.
Time heals all facial wounds.
We've all had knee rug burn before. I never had face rug burn before, because usually I'm not in that position.
You don't have your face on the rug?
Exactly. That's somebody else's job.
She, was apparently participating in something rather vigorous.
Yeah, vigorous is a cool word there. Petey Mac, a little later on. Podcast available on Stitcher and iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com. You can stream the show. And Alexa, too, by the way.
Yeah, you can tell Alexa what to do.
Right.
She'll play the show.
Thanks for listening anywhere in the country. Appreciate that. Anywhere in the world, I should say, because we have some people that get hold of us from overseas. It's a big ocean. It's a very big ocean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big water.
Big water.
He got a lot of big water
big
on this
water.
Planet. You look at a globe, huge water.
Lump.
It was on this date in 1964, the Surgeon General, Luther Terry, first issued the warning that cigarette smoking is hazardous to a person's health.
That caught on yet?
Yeah.
You hear about it every now and again.
You do hear about it from time to time.
I was in Tempe and walking around there looking at that area. I'd never been to Tempe before. See Arizona State. And there was kids out. Not a lot of kids because they were obviously on break, but I just saw a lot of young people still smoking cigarettes. And I thought, man.
Cigarettes?
Cigarettes. They weren't vaping.
Not vaping?
No, not even the homeless guy that was a pain in the ass. But no, they were regular, 20-somethings still just popping away on cigarettes. I'm thinking, man, that kills you.
Yep. Hey, they're college kids. They're indestructible.
Yeah, they were. But I'm just talking about in general. Cigarette smoking is so down. Why are you still that guy? Yeah, whatever.
Well, it's ASU.
It's still out there.
A new study says that over 60% of people who try cigarettes for the first time start smoking.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the most addictive substance on the planet.
Yeah.
61% of those who tried their first cigarette became daily smokers, at least temporarily.
Yeah. I never smoked one cigarette. And I smoked weed, so I know it's like to have smoke in your lungs. I get that.
That's why you don't smoke.
Well, I never even tried it.
Because even tried it.
And it was so funny because, we're the same age, Todd. And the park in my neighborhood we all hung out at, I mean, it's straight out of Dazed and Confused, basically, as everybody looked at the time, 12, 13, 11-year-old guys were just sitting around smoking. They were just dudes I hung out with, played baseball, played, rode bikes that bit. They just all smoked, and I just never wanted to smoke.
That's good.
Even me growing up in the 90s, I had plenty of friends in high school
that smoked.
Smoked.
Yeah. Right.
And I just never had the desire.
Never. My parents both smoked, and that's probably one of the reasons. But they say that if your parents smoke, you're more likely to smoke, and none of my sisters, shut up, or me ever smoked.
Cigarettes.
And both my parents smoked. And it's the same with you, Todd. You smoked. I don't think your ex really smoked much, but I know your kids, they didn't smoke. Ryan for a little bit, right? But nobody else smoked, right?
No.
Cigarettes.
Ryan still does.
Oh, he does? Okay. But
Shay did for a brief amount of time.
Oh, did she for a little bit? Okay.
Zane and Miranda never smoked. And I didn't start smoking until I started doing morning radio on a regular basis when I was about 25 years old.
That's amazing.
I felt I needed the stimulant.
Right.
All through college.
And oral fixation.
Yeah.
You just couldn't you just stick with blow?
Or coffee.
Less addictive.
Right. No. I had to have more. And blow was expensive. Cigarettes were a lot.
And Craig quit because cancer happened.
Yeah. Cigarettes were a lot cheaper than blow.
Although that's getting closer to evening out.
Yeah, it is.
There's not a whole rack of blow at your local convenience.
No, I wish there was.
Probably not.
That will never be legalized. But how about Vermont, the first state that did it by their
legislature?
Good for Vermont.
Yay, Vermont.
I retweeted something yesterday about Vermont legalizing weed, and it got a lot of likes and shares because it was basically, I said, you know, Sessions doesn't, he's not going to stop it. People are not, Ditka's can't stop this. Weed is here to stay. Legalized weed is here to stay. I know we're talking to some states where it's not going to happen. Not over my own dead, bald-headed body.
Nope.
That's what Rick had said yesterday, I believe.
And you can make it as illegal as you want to.
It's still around.
Right.
I'm just saying, why you don't fill prisons with guys with weed when the next state over has it in stores. And everybody agrees on that. I mean, most people agree on
not
that.
Not everybody.
Well, I know.
Unless
the Ditkas.
Heavily invested in the prison industry.
Or the opioid industry.
That too.
Reasonable people would
agree
with
that. Right, reasonable people of all ages. You know, they're making a big deal about these guys. There's a couple in this state, and it made national news. They're in their 80s, and they got busted with a bunch of weed, selling it.
60 pounds.
Okay. Everybody looks at that photo and goes, oh, my God, they're 80. Well, guess what? In 1965, they weren't 80. And the weed culture began in the early 60s. And it was around the 50s, but it really started kicking in with the hippie generation.
But remember that...
And they were not that old then.
That weed was not for them. That was for Christmas presents.
I love that.
But that was what they said.
They always think
they said it was for Christmas
presents.
The dawdling
old people had weed. Well, yeah, because 50 years ago, they were 30. You know?
I would like to see that become a more common Christmas present.
I like it. Are they going to throw the book at these couple? Come on.
Probably.
Give the gift of weed.
They're 80.
I mean, wouldn't that be the best gift to get from your grandparents?
Weed.
Next holiday season.
Hell, great grandparents.
Yeah.
If he's 80.
Yeah. I had a grandma who'd give us towels. That's better than a towel.
Belly towels? Well, that's how they turned out.
It was like when we were in college.
Oh, towels.
All the cousins in the family, we'd all get like a towel.
That's good.
For Christmas. Like a bath towel.
You'd rather have a weed?
Yeah. I'd rather have a pound of weed.
Right.
Or just a pack.
How much weed did they have in their car?
It was like 60 pounds.
And how'd they get stopped? Just driving like 80-year-old people?
Probably not following the rules while they were breaking the law.
Right. But who even checks the trunk of an 80-year-old? That's stuck
well,
in the tape.
Well, if you smell it.
They said there was a very
totally
strong
smelled
odor.
It. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They didn't have it packed right then.
No, you don't always pack the Christmas presents properly. Jeez. A non-existent airline is looking to hire a top-secret flight attendant.
Who?
Janet Airlines runs a secretive operation out of a heavily guarded terminal at Las Vegas' McCarran International Airport. Only the people who have a reason to be on one of the flights know where they go, and even then, maybe not.
And what's the secrecy involve?
It's rumored that the planes ferry workers to destinations like Area 51 and other secret military destinations.
So it's a corporate jet, and they need a flight attendant that
it's
keeps
not
their
a
mouth
corporate
shut.
Jet. Right. It just it ferries workers
well,
to
government.
And fro.
Got it.
But no one's talking.
The job opening posted on an airline website calls for level-headed and clear-thinking individuals, ideally with an active top-secret clearance.
It's good. Those private jets that with the corporate, I know this is corporate, it's more probably government run, but those, we've talked to women that were actually, that was their job. They were an aisle donkey on a corporate jet, and that's a good gig. Usually they're really hot. You know?
Yeah, you can see that.
Yeah.
Perhaps the hiring practices are different.
Yeah, they are. if you're a rock band with a corporate jet, you want a hot stewardess.
Yeah, but this one seems like a pretty short flight.
Have you seen the second episode of LA to Vegas? It's funny.
Yeah, that's another thing
miss funny, man.
When I stay in a hotel is I like the ability.
The DVR stuff?
Well, not even DVR. But
watch porn on your actual TV.
I like to be able to pause and rewind. And you can't do that on most hotel TVs.
It is the Wild West. You're right.
It is.
If you can't pause and rewind, what's the reason for living?
Why even watch TV?
I'm with you. Why even watch it?
What antiquated world am I living in? That's why I turned off the TV. Because, first of all, there wasn't anything on last night that I was interested in.
On basic cable, right?
Yeah, it was all basic cable.
You had HBO
cable.
And Showtime, right?
Yeah, I got into a bad movie on Showtime. Yeah. One of those spoof movies, like Scary Movie. This was a superhero movie from 2008.
Now I bought a big pile of magazines, so I just end up reading for most of the evening.
And nobody has skin magazines anymore. So you should grab one of those. But you can't do the static. You can't masturbate to static.
No.
Right. I should say.
You ain't trying.
But I could masturbate to some of those Jerry Richardson stories.
So.
Why'd you come over
real
here?
Real quickly, Todd, Craig, and Puss all spent the night in a hotel because the weather was supposed to kick in pretty bad. It's not as bad. It's really not. But there's some ice, and Todd and Craig live in the neighborhoods. Probably would have trouble getting out. But I thought of you guys driving into work this morning because it was fine. But I know you're nice. But you had separate bedrooms.
Yep.
And
barely saw each other.
Yeah. Well, if it would have hit the way they were talking, it was.
Oh, yeah, it would have been brilliant.
It would have been a good idea.
Oh no, it was a great idea. You know? Sure, so, you never know. Yeah, I don't like the hammer weather guys because weather
it
guys
hit the
they
way they would have been talking. We probably wouldn't even made it here from the hotel.
But it's good and
without crampons.
It's good news when weather doesn't hit.
Yeah, we dodged.
I don't know why people get angry when it doesn't hit like it's supposed to. I'm thinking, oh, it's good. Now, have you been outside? Is it snowing yet? And this is Omaha Lincoln area. Clarify where we're broadcasting from.
It's not bad yet, but it's the wind's supposed to pick
up. But like
up.
I said, it was nothing when I came in on the main roads, obviously.
Yeah, it's snowing now. Yeah.
Okay, got it.
All right, our pilot buddy Michael said they see those Janet planes out of Vegas all the time.
Yeah.
Unmarked 737s. Got a picture of it. Yeah, just looks like a plain old plane.
Yeah.
Well, it's supposed to, I would think.
Yeah. Nothing to see here. Move on.
Well, I know. You should put... I think it looks obvious when there's no markings on it. When there's no brand name on it.
It could be a cargo plane, though.
I suppose.
Not that I know anything about planes or cargo planes.
Yeah, but even cargo planes. Jackpot on it. That's you know, what that plane...
Have a trademark on it. Yeah. You know, have somebody's name on it.
Well, and there are private, you know, places that own planes that big.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know.
But even they... have some kind of marking on it, generally.
No, yeah, just
like,
a tail
like
number.
Led Zeppelin.
Just to promote the product.
Led Zeppelin, right.
President Trump says it's unlikely he'll be interviewed by special counsel Robert Mueller. No collusion.
Yeah, that's what he says. And no, whatever.
No collusion.
He's still... Because he can't be interviewed because he would screw up bad.
The president said that when you have no collusion, it seems unlikely that you would even have an interview.
No, he's the greatest off-the-cuff speaker ever.
No collusion.
In the world.
That's a big jet.
Ever.
There's a lot of aliens in that thing, man.
No, it's just to have people who go to work to look for aliens.
But don't you think, though, it's like people walking down the jet and there's just it's like the cast of Star Wars in there. That's what I'm thinking. It's like the casino scene in Star Wars.
No, no.
The cantina.
They're all flying down there. Nobody's telling. They're all working for us, but they're all aliens and nobody knows.
I see it more as like the lobby area in Men in Black.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
Morning, Ralph. Morning, Fred. Yeah. You know, that kind of thing.
No. I think they're all at Area 51. These are all humans that are going on the plane.
I don't know. I don't know, man.
To visit the cantina. Yeah.
The aliens always look like humans. Remember, men in black.
That's true.
Then they unzip the human suit, and it's an alien.
I'm unzipping the human
suit. Oh, once they get in the jetway, they unzip the human suit?
Yeah, you got to get comfy when you get on the plane.
Sure. I guess I could see that.
Yeah, he's the best ever, and he's just flaunting it, but, you know. Whatever.
You remember that Malaysian Airlines jet that disappeared, and then we never found it in spite of looking hither and yon for so long?
But didn't they eventually find something? They did.
Yeah, they found a couple pieces of debris here and there.
Here and there they eventually did. But for years they didn't for at least like a year they couldn't find anything.
How long has that been? It's been years, hasn't it?
Yeah, March of 2014.
But they did fine after it went off. Finally went off the news because it was a constant nightly thing looking for this thing. After it went off the news, they did find parts of the plane.
They're still looking for it though.
Parts of
the whole thing. Yeah, but they know it wrecked because they found parts of it.
Well, that was the one. Isn't that the one that CNN was like wall to wall for like 6 months on that thing?
That was ridiculous.
Yeah, every day they were combing the seas. We're gonna find this, and then this bit's getting kind of long.
Nothing's happening.
There's really no payoff.
None.
A Texas-based marine surveying firm is accepting what's called a no-find, no-fee contract to resume the search for that jet.
Oh, if we find it, you pay us. If we don't,
you don't. The contract Ocean Infinity signed with the Malaysian government calls for the company to be paid only if it finds any remains of Flight 370. So the contract includes a sliding scale that will pay the Houston-based company $20 million to $70 million if it finds anything. They're going to be searching a 10,000 square mile area for 90 days.
It's basically at the bottom of the ocean somewhere, probably the fuselage.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
We don't know. You figure they would have found it by now if we were at the bottom of the ocean.
Well, it was so big, they couldn't find it. It'd be like looking for the bottom of the ocean the size of Texas. Isn't it something like
big
that?
Big ocean.
Very big.
It is a big ocean.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's bigger than the size of Texas.
I think you're right.
I think it's
the ocean is. I'm talking the square mile they're looking at.
Oh,
where they think it might have went down.
The bottom of the ocean's about as big as the world,
because
most of the world is the bottom of the ocean.
Big ocean, very big ocean.
Big water,
big
water.
Ecuador is reportedly working on arrangements to boot WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange from its London embassy.
Who takes him in then, besides Trump?
Exactly. The Daily Mail says they're looking for a third party to help him iron out a deal with Britain. He's been there 5 years, avoiding arrest over rape and sexual assault charges in Sweden. Those charges have since been dropped, but Assange feels like he may be sent to the United States and face trial over WikiLeaks, publishing leaked U.S. secret documents now.
So, do they, feed him?
He just lives in that.
Well, he is a man
compound of
means and has been for some time.
Okay, yeah. So he's got fish and chips money.
He's got fish and chips money.
He lives in an embassy. We all watch the Americans. He just lives in an embassy somewhere.
Yeah, he just eats at the cafeteria.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, does he pay any rent for that?
No, Ecuador decided.
Does he give him a little stipend?
Probably.
Yeah. Getting tired of seeing him walking around in his pajamas and big sweatpants, passed out on gin like you can right now with Todd. On Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Not a recent photo, by the way.
2011.
At TNT Radio Empire is our Twitter handle. That's 2011.
2011.
Wow.
Good thing you don't drink like that anymore.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Although it's difficult to regulate your intake, but the small glasses that they give you at the hotel.
Oh, did you bring some vodka with you?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you drinking straight?
I brought my own vodka. Oh, no, Christy mixed me up a bunch of...
Plus lots of vodka, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
What was your drink
you
brought?
I came prepared.
I brought some fruit and some
You muddled in the hotel?
Yeah.
I'm muddling my fruit last night.
And sparkling water.
See, I don't trust the hotel room glasses.
Yeah, you got to clean them out first. I soap them up and clean them up.
Yeah, just...
They sell... Cause you know, they say that if they don't... A lot of times, if they don't... I'm not saying that hotel. Let's clarify that. But if they don't, nobody uses them, they leave them sitting there.
Yeah, I just bring my own.
Oh, no. These were plastic glasses.
Your paper wrapped.
Oh, okay.
Paper wrapped in the plastic.
Glass, laying around. Your
you know what I have
drinking
noticed?
Vodka
hotels
and a Best Western.
Have
That's
been
glamour,
doing
glamorous gigs. You
lately
got.
Is the remote control comes encased in a little baggie.
You know why?
Because.
There's semen all over them.
Right. People who touch remote controls
have semen.
Have filthy hands.
Semen.
But it's it's like a little cloth bag that it comes in.
Shite
tells
me.
You that
semen.
This remote control has been scrubbed of all previous semen.
No, it mean, no. It tells you that the maid put it in a bag.
Put it in a bag, right?
She picked it up off the counter where you left it and put it back in the bag.
Right. Well, look clean.
Yeah, whatever.
It looked clean.
I don't buy
black it. Light. Don't black light your remote control, especially after you leave. At least Puss's room last night.
Yeah. The over-under was...
One. Oh, it's two. And
two.
It's under.
And it's under.
Right.
It's Puss.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.